Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, 9-6, the last of the Perek, and really very similar to the previous Mishnah, but here we start with the woman who's a Bas Kohen, Shnitzes LiYisrael. She starts out being, in life, being the daughter of a Kohen, meaning she could eat Truma, but then she marries a non-Kohen, a Yisrael, meaning she no longer can eat Truma. So, as we've learned before, she's with her husband, and when her husband dies, she'd revert back to being like a Bas Kohen, yes, eating Truma, unless she has a child from that Yisrael, in which case she's connected to the Yisrael family, and no longer can eat Truma. And that's really our point of departure. The Mishnah says, Bas Kohen, she starts out being from a Kohen family. She nisses the Yisrael, but she marries into a Yisrael family. Then, lo sochel betruma, she no longer can eat Truma, because she's affiliated with the Yisraelim, no longer with the Kohanim. Mace, if her husband, the Yisrael, dies, Velahe menu ben, and she has a ben, meaning any child or even a grandchild from that Yisrael, she's still attached to the Yisrael, and therefore lo sochel betruma, she remains restricted from eating truma, even though she had started out life being a bas kohen, part of a kohen family. Now she's associated with her child, her son. We'll call it a son here. Her son, who's a Yisrael, nisses lelevi. If she has a second marriage now and she marries a Levi. So now she's affiliated with him, and therefore, tochel b'maaser, she's permitted to eat maaser. She may not eat truma, because she's no longer part of her father's household, and although she has a son, who's a Yisrael, she's really affiliated with her current husband, and therefore she could eat maaser, because her husband is a Levi. Mace, if her husband, the Levi, dies, v'lahem menuven, but she has a child from the second marriage, so then she's still connected to that second marriage partner, meaning the Levium, and therefore, tochel b'maaser, she continues to eat Meiser. Nisus la Kohen. If then in her third marriage she marries a Kohen, so then Tochel Betruma, she once again could eat Truma because she's affiliated with her husband, her third husband. Mace, if that third husband, the Kohen, dies, Velahimeno Ben, but she has a child, son or daughter, grandchild, whatever it is, offspring from that Kohen, she's still affiliated with the third husband, and therefore Tochel Betruma, she continues to eat Truma. Mace Bena, Mekohen, if her, she had three, remember, so she has three children. First, it was Yisrael, then a Levi, then a Kohen. Now, if we say her third child now dies, and that was a child that came from the Kohen, so now she like recurses back up. We say since she has no longer connection to her dead Kohen husband, nor does she have any children from him. So then her most recent marriage before that was her second marriage to Levi, and she has a child from the Levi. And therefore, lo tochel betruma, she can't eat truma, but she could eat maaser. Now, although the Mishnah doesn't say that, that's what it means. Now, Mace Benam Levi, if that child from her second marriage, the descendants of the Levi husband, he dies, then Lo Sochel B'maaser, now she can eat, not eat Meiser either anymore because she has no connection to the Levium, but she's sort of not connected to her only surviving child, which is from the first marriage, and that child's Yisrael, and therefore she can't eat Meiser nor Truma. Mace Benam Yisrael, if that child also dies, that means she lost all three of her husbands, and she's lost all of her children, she has no descendants, so now she's going to revert back to her original status, as the Mishnah says, Choseres Leves Avia, she reverts back to her original status of being a member of like a Kohen family. Again, even if her father's dead, that's not the point. She's not really living in her father's house, literally. The point is, she's now associated back with her original household, the Kohanim. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, Al Zeh Ne'amar, this actually is what's referred to explicitly in a Pasuk. The Mishnah just reads the second half of the Pasuk, but the whole Pasuk in full reads, Uvas Kohen, Ki Siel Mana Ugrusha, if a woman starts out being a member of a Kohen family, her father's a Kohen, and then she married out of the Kohanim, but then she gets widowed or divorced, Vizera Ein La, and she has no offspring from her husband, so she's all alone, since she started out with the Kohen family, v'shavel be'savia k'nu'reha, she then returns back to her original household as she had in her youth, melechem avia sochel, and she's permitted once again to eat literally the bread of her father, meaning truma, since her father was a Kohen. With that, we finish the ninth parak, and this, we now go on to other topics, fascinating Mishnah ahead, starting from the 10th chapter of Be'ez Hashem.